I used to love my morning coffee, until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics that's gentle on my stomach and gives me smooth, steady energy. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
So what do? You keep going. You want change? It starts with you. You want change in your relationship, in your marriage? It starts with you. You want change with your body? It starts with you. We don't recognize how much power we have because we keep on giving it to everybody else.
What's up, everyone? If you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, everyone. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. Welcome to the show. If you are new, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you found us. If you're returning, welcome back. I have a very unique episode for you guys today. It's kind of mind-blowing. It's amazing. And we have my amazing friend, Veronica Cisneros, back on. She's been on the podcast before. Go back and search through the other episodes because she's phenomenal. We are going to dive into relationships and how much you allow, what you tolerate. Are you on the right track? How can you make it better? This episode, it's just mind-blowing. And right now, everyone's under a lot of stress, right? Like, we just wrapped up Thanksgiving. Christmas is around the corner. It's an insane time. And things, we just let go. And when you let certain things go, it affects your entire life. And a lot of the things that we let go is our relationship. People stop going out on date night. They're like, oh, we got to save money for Christmas. They stop talking. They stop communicating. And they're like, I'm too stressed. And we don't have time. And they put it on the back burner. And that was one of the reasons why this episode is so important to come out right now, because Veronica breaks it down. You guys are going to hear a recording of a live team call we did with my group, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. And we recorded it, knowing that we were going to make it into a podcast episode, because Veronica, again, she's just fabulous. And we're asking real questions. We're bringing up real topics that all of you are going to be able to relate to and then use and apply and journal about and ask yourself, geez, is this me? Is this my relationship? And then have crucial conversations with your partner. Don't settle in your relationship. Learn and grow, because I've been down that path. Divorce is not fun. And if there is a relationship in a marriage that can be salvaged, like, do it. Absolutely do it. But it does take two. And we dive into these hard topics. Now, with all this being said, yes, you have to focus on your relationship. Yes, you have to grow together. Yes, you have to work on it. But don't forget, number one, you have to take care of you. You have to put on your own oxygen mask first, before you can thrive anywhere else, because you're not good to anyone else. And I bring this up and I mention this, even though the whole podcast today is about relationship, you have to have that relationship with yourself first. And we are doing our December challenge. Get in. Doors will close. When this episode airs, it'll close within a few days. We start December 5th, okay? Get in. And I bring this up because, not to be all adsy on you, I don't think adsy is a real word, but not to throw like an ad on you, but I want you guys to get in because, one, if you can get control of your health and fitness and start moving in December, you can do anything. But two, start working on you. Start feeling better about yourself. Move, lift weights, connect with other like-minded women. That's why I'm doing this challenge in December. I am challenging you guys to take control. Yes, even during the busiest time of the year. I made a couple reels like on Instagram, and it's always interesting to hear the feedback and what other people think of them, because some of them I'm like, I get a lot of DMs, and one of them I use the Schitt's Creek. I don't know if you guys watch that show. It's hilarious if you haven't. and it's a voiceover of him. And it's me typing at my computer, and I'm like, oh, thanks for all this information. It's completely unhelpful, but thank you nevertheless. Because I'm getting a lot of emails and DMs and messages, and people are like, oh yeah, I'll do a challenge, but in January, or you're crazy for doing a challenge in December. Like, why would you do that? No one's gonna join. And I'm like, you know what? People do want to take control. They just need a little push. They just need help. They just need to be reminded of this. And I'm not giving up on people just because it's December. And I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon and encourage you guys to, oh, new you, new year, new you, start in January. No, that's bullshit. Start now. Use me. Use my coaches. Use this program. It's $147, you guys. It's $147 that could literally change your life. Seriously, like no joke. Imagine spending that today on yourself for Christmas, and you literally gifted yourself with an entire new life for the rest of your life. That's what I'm going for. And it's hard to do alone. Fitness is already hard. It already sucks. It does. It sucks getting up in the morning. It sucks staying up later. It sucks pushing through squats. It sucks the next day when you are really, really sore and keep moving. Like all of it. You don't have to do it alone. Take a little bit of the suck out of it. Like for real. And do this challenge. So we're going to put the links in the show notes. Check it out. We're also going to put links to Veronica's page, how you can connect with her, because she's phenomenal. And again, the number one relationship you have to work on first is you and with yourself and learning and reconnecting. And that's what we're here to help. And then start working on your relationship with your significant other. Veronica, she's a licensed marriage and family therapist. She's a motivational speaker. She is the queen hostess of Empowered and Unapologetic podcast and retreats. And through these retreats and her podcast, she helps women answer the question, how did I lose me? Right? She's also a mom of three girls. She's been married for, I believe, 20 years. And she is literally the best licensed marriage and family therapist in the country. I was going to say California. No, in the country. She is phenomenal. So this episode's going to blow you away. Listen to it. It's going to help you grow in so many ways. So check out the show notes. Get your butt on my challenge list because doors are closing December 3rd. You only have a couple days, and I want to help you move, rediscover yourself, get back into a relationship with yourself so you can help your other relationship grow. All right, everyone, enjoy the show. So today we have Veronica Cisneros on, and she is literally the most sought after, best licensed family therapist in the entire world. I was going to say Southern California, and I'm like, why stop there? This is worldwide.
The Pitbull version. Mr. Worldwide. This is Mrs. Worldwide.
She's basically Pitbull. Veronica not only is my dear friend and like my savior when I was going through my divorce and everything, like she literally led me through that. She's not my therapist, but just as a friend, and she's just brilliant, and she's going to give it to you straight. Veronica, thank you so much for coming on and making time to do this for us, because I know how busy. She's like literally leaving to go on like four different trips all in one.
No, absolutely. It's a pleasure. The minute you called me and we had that conversation about some of the issues that the women in your group were going through, it's like, dude, I hear this like every single day. And so, yeah, it's a complete pleasure. I'm glad you invited me on this platform and we're able to get real and honest and, you know, get some true healing. So super excited to be on here. And it's always a pleasure. I love you, Melissa.
Well, we're lucky to have you. We're really, really lucky to have you. And I know a lot of our new members probably don't appreciate who we have on right now and who they have access to. So new members, she's good, and don't hold back if you can. But you know me, you know this group, we are all about expanding and living our best lives, health, wellness, fitness, waistline, muscles, love. And we're constantly talking about relationships and how that part of your life, if it is just constant tension, stress, negativity, it will halt you in other areas of your life too. Definitely. You know? And we have women share all the time of like, I'm doing this and he's not doing this. And I'm in this relationship and this sucks. And like, it breaks my heart what some of our women in our group are going through and what they're dealing with. And they're literally at the point of like, I don't know what to do. Is it me? Is it him? Is it us together? And that's why I wanted to bring you on today and help them work through this. So they kind of have some answers. They kind of have some direction, at least, in which to go to. You know, I have a feeling many of them, you'll be like, you need therapy. Like, you guys need couples therapy.
If we need to go there, we need to go there. Yes, definitely.
Might be the case. Now, are any of you brave enough right now to be like, I'm going to go first. Here's my shit. I'm going to lay it out there. Instantly seeing women sweat.
Somebody's like, no, hell to the no. We don't know who the hell Veronica is. So let me go ahead and introduce myself a little bit. My name is Veronica Cisneros. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. I'm like literally recording here in my office because I just wrapped up a session and I'm going to be in another session at 4. So my entire goal is to help women step outside of their comfort zone, reignite their marriage by reclaiming their identity. I'm really, really big on helping women identify that it starts with you. Melissa obviously has a similar mission. Our missions are pretty much in line with different outcomes. You know, hers is more body, mine's more emotional, mental, and relational. And so when we're looking at that, when we're making this big transition, right, especially when it comes to weight, there's so many insecurities that come up. Even us finding a trainer, that there's so many things, there's so many barriers that we go through, like finally admitting like, well, shit, I really need help and I really can't do this on my own. Like those damn 3 enchiladas that I had the other day, it's going to keep on happening. And there's so much pleasure that I get out of food, or I don't know the first step in really getting the body or the health that I want. And so it's time to seek out. It's time to literally step outside of my comfort zone and ask somebody for help. That's not easy. Now that you've made this huge step, right? Stepping outside of your comfort zone, asking for help, having a freaking bomb ass, you know, personal trainer to go ahead and guide you through this. Well, you're starting to have some momentum. Things are starting to pan out. You're starting to develop these new habits, these healthy habits. You're starting to get all of this education. And now your husband's like, well, who the hell are you doing this for? Or why are you doing this? Or wait a minute. I mean, why are you listening to her? This is our life and it's not that big of a deal. So eat damn burger or eat the shake or do anything in their power to sabotage you. And then constant guilt. You're really going to go work out? What about the kids? What, you're going to leave the kids again? You're going to leave the kids again? Okay. So you have all of these insecurities already that you're just starting to, I don't want to say become comfortable with, but you're starting to identify and you're starting to challenge them. You're starting to really go into like, I really want this for me. But then all of that mom guilt comes in. And then all of the guilt that's added from your partner. And it's like, well, shit. It was easier for me to just go that route because it's just part of our norm. This new habit, this new lifestyle, it's completely foreign and it's uncharted territory. And I don't know what to do. And I, to be honest with you, damn it, I don't want to work out today. I don't want to work out today. I don't want to eat the salad. I don't want to eat the damn, you know, egg whites and oatmeal. I want to do that today. And so, yeah, your husband's words or his influence starts to mess with your mind. And it becomes so difficult to keep on going down this new path that you know is healthy, that you know you need, but there's so much weighing against you. So I'm here to say, I totally get it as a professional, as a clinician here in my practice. But you know what? To be honest, as a mom, as a wife, as a woman, I totally get it. And I am happy to be on here. I'm really, really happy to be on here because I know we all struggle. Hell, I was working with Melissa for a good amount of time. And I personally went through those same struggles. And it's like, how the hell am I going through these struggles when I'm a therapist? Melissa, my husband's totally making me a drink right now. Like, really, Willie, a freaking Moscow Mule? Like, that's how we totally got into this with enchiladas, homemade and sour cream. Oh my God, I'm totally salivating. But yeah, I totally get it. I get it firsthand. And so, you know, I'm happy that I'm on. I'm happy to address your questions. And I know we're on a podcast, so it's like, oh shit, you know, somebody's going to totally, you know, hear me. Type it, put it in the chat section. I'll read it. I'm not going to read your name, obviously for confidentiality reasons. But yeah, one lady says on here, you know, what is it? I want to make sure I catch it. That's a big one. You're picking your, she quotes, you're picking your workout over the kids. Yeah. So why does my husband do that? Why does my husband say, dude, you're totally going to pick the workout over your kids? Why is he going to do that? Because he knows your ass. Because you've been doing that all of your life. You've been putting the kids' needs and his needs ahead of yours. And guess what? He likes it that way. Why does he like it that way? Because we don't know anything that's foreign. We don't understand it. And we get scared. There's this heightened level of intimidation that you're doing something different. You are changing. So guess what ends up happening for him? All of these insecurities start to come up. Because guess what? His ass ain't doing it. His ass ain't doing it. And so is she going to leave me? That ends up becoming one of the primary thoughts that come up for a man. I hear it all the time in my couples therapy. Is she going to leave me? What if she starts creating all of these changes and she finds out that she can do better? Or she's not going to put up with my shit anymore. And I'm going to have to do this. And I'm going to have to do all of the work. She's not going to compromise herself. Now she's learning how to assert herself. Now she's setting boundaries for herself. Now she's having all these goals and dreams, and I don't know if they include me. So the same fears you had initially prior to joining Melissa, and even now, you know, as you're starting to, you know, go forth in this great, amazing journey, it's like, holy shit, can I do it? Your partner's thinking, holy shit, she's gonna do it, right? And so all of these insecurities, they're already happening for you. Now all of those insecurities happen for your partner. And I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not for you to fix. We want to fix because it's like, no, dude, I totally think you're sexy, even with your 12 pack. That's not really a 12 pack, but you know, whatever. Like, I totally love you. And then you find yourself working 10 times harder to go ahead and prove to your partner that you're not going to leave him, prove to him that he's like the sexiest person in the world. Again, compromising yourself over and over. And then you go into self-sabotage mode. And once you're in that self-sabotage mode, you start to get all of these distortions, thought distortions is another word for like negative self-talk, right? All of this negative self-talk comes in, which then weighs heavy on you and then brings you back a little bit and you feel like you're regressing. And it's like, well, screw it. I already got this far. I'm not going to do it. Or hell no, I don't want to go back. How many of you here have felt like, I don't want to go back? I actually like this. I may not like working out every single day, but I don't want to go back. Like, it sucks going into my damn closet and having a whole cry fest because nothing fits me. God damn it. And it sucks that I don't feel like myself. I don't feel like myself. It sucks that, you know, I want to get dressed and feel sexy, but nothing freaking fits. And I'm tired of walking up the damn stairs and not being able to breathe. I'm tired of running after my kid and going, holy shit, I hope they don't know that they could totally beat me and running because I'm not going to be able to catch them. I'm tired of all of these feelings. I'm tired of feeling this way. All of us have gotten there at one point or are still there. And so this whole new lifestyle, this whole new way of thinking is foreign for you. And that's when you're at your most vulnerable. And in addition to that, all of the insecurities you have are now exposed by your partner who doesn't want you to change.
So I have to ask, like, devil's advocate and even being in that position before.
Yeah.
What do you do with that? Like now, okay, we know this, we're agreeing with you. The thought distortions are coming. And I love that you said it's not yours to fix.
Yeah.
I just got told that in therapy today.
Yeah. Amen.
On a different topic.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck.
Damn it. Well, we want to fix it. Think about it. You guys have me putting my hair up now. We want to fix it. We totally want to fix it. And why do we want to fix it? Because that's what we do. How many people take a great deal of pride in being that exceptional mom that will give anything to her children, even that gift card that you got for your birthday, but now all of a sudden you're spending it in Target for your kids? Totally guilty. It feels good, right? I've done it. And I'm like, shit, that was $100. Little $100 I could put on me. These damn kids don't even wear the damn outfits, right? Don't even get me started. We'll need to reverse this and I'll need therapy. But yeah, like we take a great deal of pride in doing so many things for our kids. And it's part of, I want to say it's part of us. It's part of that learned behavior. And it's also, I'm gonna go a little deep here. It's also part of that generational trauma. That generational trauma, what we've learned, what we've been conditioned to believe, the role of a woman. The role of a woman. The role of a woman is to go ahead and compromise herself to fit the needs of the family, to be an exceptional mom. You're not working out. If you're going to work out, you're working out at like 3 o'clock in the morning because you can't disrupt the kids' sleep. You can't mess. That's kids' time. The minute the kids wake up, that you're theirs. We've been taught that. Who the hell has taught you that? Your mom, probably even your dad. If we take it even further, what did grandma's life look like? Was she happy? Honestly, was she happy? I mean, yes, grandma might say, oh my God, I love to do everything for my kids. But if I was to go ahead and ask grandma, if I pull up grandma in my chair right here, I'm gonna tell you, grandma's gonna sing like a canary. She's gonna tell you, I don't have my own identity. My identity is wrapped in how happy everybody else is. And when I ask her, who are you outside of all of the roles you play? She's going to be sitting here with tears saying, I don't know. And she learned that from her mom and so forth. And so I want you guys to think about your kids and what you're teaching your kids right now by you adopting these new habits, right? Even though I'm going to tell you right now, it sucks. Everything about this sucks and I hate it. Oh, it sucks so hard. And it's change and it feels so good once you start doing it. It feels so good. It feels foreign, but it feels good. So what do? You keep going. You want change? It starts with you. You want change in your relationship, in your marriage? It starts with you. You want change with your body? It starts with you. We don't recognize how much power we have because we keep on giving it to everybody else. And yes, I can say, okay, that can be your excuse, but not anymore if you're listening to this podcast or if you're on this platform, not anymore, because now you know better. You know better. So you have full range over your life. I know you haven't been taught that, but you do. You always have. However, I'm going to call you guys out a little bit. It was easier to put your kids' needs first. We're able to check it off the box. It's easier to do household chores, something we get to check off the box. It's easier to compromise yourself and meet the needs of your husband. Again, check off the box. But once we start doing this type of work, we ain't checking no boxes. It takes some time to check off those boxes. It's a whole lot of discomfort. A lot of discomfort none of us want to do.
It is. And that's so true that it sounds so silly to say it's easier to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G with all the kids. And like, that was me. It was so much easier to just take care of the kids, do my role, play my role, do that instead of like really diving into what was going on and who I was becoming.
Hell yeah. When I started my practice, initially it was a single practice. Now it's a group practice and I have clinicians that work here for me and I supervise. When I initially started my practice, you know, it was small, it was just starting out, you know, my husband was just retiring from the Marine Corps and it started to pick up very quickly. And he was seeing the numbers in the business account and he was just like, oh shit. And then he was seeing how much I was making in like a week. And he was like, oh shit, you don't need me. And he literally said that to me. Remember when I shared that with you, Melissa? He literally looked at me and he's like, you don't need me. And I was like, homeboy, I never needed you. No, just kidding. Just kidding. I was like, babe, I've never needed you. I did say that. Babe, I've never needed you. And he looked at me and he's like, okay, I always wanted to be with you. I've wanted to be with you. I'm not with you because I need you. I don't need you. Just like you don't need me. But I want to be with you. I want to enjoy you. Are you right now enjoying your life? Are you enjoying your life to the fullest? Or are you settling? Are you compromising yourself in areas? Are you afraid to say no? Are you afraid of what this change would actually look like? And let's be honest, are you afraid that maybe truth might hit you in the ass? Because I'm going to tell you right now, as you guys are taking these pictures, you know, as you guys are starting to see these numbers go down, you're going to start doing a lot more work on yourself and looking in that mirror and liking who you see. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be confusing because how often when we're not at our best, are we looking in that mirror? Not very often, maybe to put our makeup on real quick, but we're not really looking in that mirror. The reason why we're not really looking in that mirror is because we don't want to see the truth. We want to ignore it. So doing things such as you're doing right now is all part of that process to create and embrace change. But it's really having that mindset of, okay, wait a minute. I can't continue to blame my husband for me not working out or me not pursuing this change. I can't. It's easier, you know, because he's on my ass and he's exposing all of these insecurities. And at the same time, I really have to look in the mirror and say, who is really in charge of my life? And if my kids were to live the same life, would I pray for them or would I praise them? Ouch. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the things you are doing right now, like right now are the exact things your kids are going to repeat, or they're going to be in my office doing the exact opposite. And guess what? They're still going to be met with the same results because they're both extremes. They're both very much extreme behaviors. You're going to see your kids with early onset anxiety. You're going to see your kids with early onset depression. I'm not saying you're 100% to blame, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not modeling healthy behavior, yeah, you better stand first in line for that blame. You better stand first in line. So we have to show our kids, we have to model for our kids that change is actually possible, even if your partner is maybe not 100% against you. Again, they're just scared. That's all this is. They're afraid. They don't know what this means. And this is where we can help with regards to communication, with regards to being able to express ourselves.
Did you see the comments where people had put?
Oh, there's like a thousand. Yeah.
Well, a couple of them were saying, like Jenny number one said, our communication sucks and always has. He shuts down and I get passive aggressive. And someone's always like, same. And Jenny number two said, he totally ignores me instead of talking to me when he sees me frustrated with him.
Okay, so I'm going to bring it back.
I want to comment on this first. Hi, Veronica.
Hey.
Sorry. Hey. These are like a wide spectrum of women who've been in our group for a very short amount of time and women who have been around in this group for a very long amount of time. So these are women who have been working just for like, let's say less than 90 days, making changes. And these are women who have been making changes for close to a couple of years now. So this isn't, for some of their husbands and spouses and partners, this is new. Fear is okay when things are new and things are changing. But what do we do for like our OG members who've been doing this for a while, who've hit their goals, whose goals have changed, who have been on this trajectory of growth for a long time? What do we do for them and their partners to get through what the difficulties?
Absolutely.
Today's episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. I love being able to share this product with all of you on the podcast because it has seriously changed my life. I wanted better gut health, more energy, the best immune system possible, but honestly, I hated swallowing the pills and all the vitamins. And if you hate something, you're more likely to skip it. Athletic Greens is just one scoop, and you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens, all of it in just one scoop. And this is how you start your day off right. I drink it first thing in the morning. It coats your stomach. It sets you up for optimal absorption, and it doesn't taste disgusting. It looks all green and earthy, but it doesn't taste gross. And I love that. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, and no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. And it supports better sleep, recovery, mental clarity, alertness, and it's lifestyle friendly. So whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, it's going to fit for you. And right now is the time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, because cold and flu season, it is here. Just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packets with your purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/bombmom. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/bombmom to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
I want you to think of, you know, a lot of this for the first three comments, and there's other ones that I will definitely get to, you know, saying our communication sucks and always has. And, you know, he shuts down and I get passive. Okay, so what's going on in this picture? He shuts down. What men are doing when they shut down is what we call stonewalling, right? It's like talking to a wall, a stone wall, no emotion, right? And so what men do when they don't have the answers is they'll stonewall, they'll shut down. And the reason why they're shutting down is because they don't know how to solve this problem. They don't know what to say. How we interpret it is, oh, this jackass completely lost interest in the conversation and is now thinking about who knows what. That's not what's happening for him. Research studies show that in that moment, they are what's called flooded. Their emotions are to the next level. Their heart rate is to the next level. And they, in that moment, do not have the capacity to go out and provide you with an answer or to solve this issue. They have no clue what to do. So in that moment, we're misinterpreting what we're actually seeing. It's not that they don't care. They don't know how to respond to this situation. What ends up happening for you? Kind of how she, you know, she mentions he shuts down and I get passive aggressive. You go into defensive mode the minute he shuts down. You're trying to defend yourself on why things are the way they are and trying to provide proof, trying to prove yourself. Nobody's hearing it because you guys are both flooded. So when you're in that mode of you attempting to have a conversation with your partner, you have to be very mindful of where you're at emotionally. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you can tip the scale either way. You can go into enemy mode, monstrous mode, or shutdown mode. Neither are healthy. They end up with the same result. So what do we do when our partner is in this mode? He's flooding. He needs a good 20 minutes before he's able to have a conversation. You flooding with him, you being elevated. So what do I mean by flooded? Again, your emotions are totally in control and now taking the driver's seat. You are not able to think rationally during that time. So what do you need? You also need a 20-minute timeout break. Here's why. Because you get into that fight or flight response. That adrenaline's pumping. The heart rate's high. It's over 100. Very difficult. Damn near impossible. You have a 96% chance that if you continue that conversation at that flooded rate, that conversation is going to fail. 96% chance. So when you guys are both elevated, even if he looks cool as a cucumber, in that moment that he's stonewalling, he's not able to develop the answers. Men are fixers, ladies. They try to fix something. And if they're not able to fix it, they shut down. It has nothing to do with you. And so what I would advise is to stop personalizing it. I know it's easier said than done, but that's where we go. We personalize it. I'm not enough. Obviously, he doesn't care. Otherwise, he'd say something. Why aren't you saying something? I don't have the answers. I don't even know what the hell to say. I don't know what to do right now. And so for your OGs that have already been in this transition and now going to new goals, I want you to be mindful of where you are at emotionally when you have a vulnerable, uncomfortable conversation. If you're not in this space where you're able to problem solve, stay quiet, walk the hell out of the room and get your emotions under control. Make sure you're able to regulate them so that you're able to come back and have an honest conversation without allowing all of your emotions to get in the way and all of your insecurities to get in the way, because that's when all of those thought distortions come up and it's not safe. It's not safe for you at all. So be aware of where you're at when you're having these conversations. You're already trying to defend yourself and you're going to lose. If you go into defensive mode, think about it this way. When I'm in defensive mode, I'm automatically positioning my partner as wrong and as the enemy. You have nothing to prove to him. You are personalizing his actions and his behaviors. And that's why you're in defensive mode. Not because you're confident, homegirl. No. If you were confident, you'd be able to listen to what he has to say and say, damn, he's really struggling right now. Well, he'll get back to me when he's ready. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to go do my thing.
That is such a good point.
He will figure it out. We don't go there. We go into, holy moly, I was just triggered. I was triggered because there was an insecurity that was exposed. So I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to drop kick his ass or I'm going to throat punch him. That's, well, don't do it. But that's where we go because of how intense our emotions are. Gain control of your emotions. This is not about you, mama. It's not about you. You are triggered. Do not react based off of that trigger. Okay. Where am I going, Melissa? You want me to go ahead and read?
Well, just to kind of wrap that part up, Jess had a good point because she was like, what do you do if they shut down for days and stonewall you and no communication
Beautiful.
For days?
Yes. Okay. So let's talk about that. When your husband is stonewalling, he goes into this mode of not talking. I want you to think about why. Why is it that he goes into no communication? Well, I'm not asking you to take the blame here, but I want you to think about what do conversations look like when he does start talking. Are you automatically quick to say, all right, so you ready to have the conversation? You know, you're a complete jackass. And I don't know how you went 4 days without talking to me. You know, you wanted to talk to me and you didn't. You go back into that judgment and that criticism, or even this is where our son gets it from. You go ahead and ignore everything and you avoid. I got to be the better person and I got to be the one once again to solve all the problems. What we call that is contempt. You're putting yourself as higher authority than him. Ain't nobody going to want to talk to you when you're doing all those things. And like I said, he doesn't know how to fix it. So when he's in this cool mode, hey, you know what? When you guys are not arguing, hey, you know what? I noticed when we have conversations, it's really difficult for me, really difficult for me to get my emotions in check. And there are times where I say a lot of things and it's like, dang, that was such a bitch move. But I said it. So hard to take that back. And I realize when I'm in that mode, I see red. And I'm really working on doing something different. I don't have it down packed yet. However, I notice how much it hurts you. And I notice how much it causes this great divide in our marriage, even in our communication. I even noticed there are times where you shut down. I shut down too. It just looks different. In no way, shape, or form are you going into "you're a fucking idiot for not sharing and being quiet." Like, how well did that work for you? You were like mute for 4 days. How did that go? Did you talk to anybody? Did you talk to the kids? That doesn't work. Nobody likes to be criticized. Nobody likes to be shamed. It doesn't work. So what am I asking you to do? I'm asking you to really look at yourself. We're not trying to change him. He wants change. He could get on this episode and then we could go for it. And I'll totally be nice to him. I don't do male bashing. But he wants change. He will reach out and get help. But I'm talking to you. You're asking for help. I'm giving it to you. So guess what? Yeah, you got to be the one that starts it. Damn, it sucks, Veronica. I don't want to start it. I start everything. Nobody gives a shit, Barbara. Okay? Nobody gives a shit. You want change? You want true change? Let's do it. Yes, it's uncomfortable. Yes, damn it, you got to be the one. Absolutely. You know why you got to be the one? Because you're the one that wants a different life. You're the one that wants something healthy. You want something healthy? You truly want it? Then this is a part of it. This is a part of it. No more excuses.
And can I ask a question or like bounce? I don't know if it's a question. That's a question. But like when you're saying that you have to be the one to change, because I feel that like I'm reading like Alexis, Jenny was saying how I do everything, you know, and other people are like, I do fucking everything and he does nothing. And like, that's a common thing in here. Like I'm already giving and I'm already doing it. And now you want me to do this too? If you take action and you're like, let's do the therapy, or this is the way it's going to be, or like whatever that means, like you have to do it, create the change, and he doesn't follow you, that's okay too, right?
Yes.
To a point?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. Here's why. You will start to see the truth.
Fuck. You're so right.
A lot of women don't want to see that. And this is why, this is why we place band-aids on our relationship. This is why we make excuses. Hell, to be honest, this is why we do everything. You have put yourself in the driver's seat for everything. He doesn't do the dishes right, so screw it. I'm in charge of the dishes. He doesn't clean the kitchen right. Matter of fact, when he wipes shit down, it's still sticky. How the hell is it still sticky when you wiped it down? How did that happen? So I do it. He didn't know how to fold the kids' laundry. When last time he did the kids' laundry, everything was red. Nope, so I do it. You have now conditioned your partner to believe that you are in charge of everything. Everything. And when he does help, you criticize him. Hear me when I say this, ladies. It is not his fault that you have decided to put yourself last. You made an active choice to do that. You have conditioned him to believe that he is in charge of nothing except for work, and you are in charge of everything, including the kids. I was there too. I go home now and my husband cooks. My husband never cooked before, but guess what? I don't cook. I don't clean. I'm being completely honest. I don't remember the last time I cleaned my house. Yolanda and Two Life Crew cleaned it, or my husband cleaned it, or the girls cleaned it. I haven't cleaned it. Guess why? Because I have two businesses to freaking run. I ain't got time to clean up the house. I do have time to be intentional as a mom. I have time for that. I do have time to be intentional as a wife. But even more importantly, I have to have time to be intentional as Veronica, as me. And I can't use him as an excuse. So if he isn't willing to start adopting this new change, or if he is not inspired by this new change, well, mama, we got to have a different conversation. Okay. And it's not one where I'm going to tell you to leave him. I will never tell you to leave him. That's not me. I don't work that way. Or I'm not going to bash him. This is more of he's not ready for all of these changes, or he doesn't want them. And that's a really, really hard pill for women to swallow, because it's like, well, wait a minute. If he doesn't want them, then what does that mean about my marriage? Well, mama, did you fall in love with him? And hear me when I say this, and I told you guys how much I loved you. I don't do band-aids, so I'm pretty hardcore. Did you fall in love with him, or or did you fall in love with his potential? And a lot of us fell in love with the potential of who we know he could be, of all of the potential he has. We fell in love with that. And then we got stuck with something else.
Mm-hmm. Just to share like a personal story on this, in my family, this situation has happened, and the male I know, and then there's the female I know, I'm not going to say what position they are in my family. There was an affair that happened, and then she found out, but she was still, you know, standing by her man. They were trying to make it work and all this stuff. And I'm like, dude, he is his father and he is never going to change.
Yeah.
And she started like, and she gave him a chance and they were trying. And I'm like, how many times does he have to show you that he ain't going to change? You're going to therapy now. I love it. Awesome. But like, is he going with you? How's he trying?
Yeah.
You go home and you're asking him to help and do, you know, kids and dishes or like whatever. And like, he's not doing anything. And he just, yep. He showed her who he was. And then eventually she was like, you know, that saying, I think you might've been the one to tell me, it's something like a woman will treat a man the way she wants to be treated. And then it gets to a point where she treats the man how he has treated her.
Yeah.
That's when you worry.
A lot of us aren't willing to accept people for who they are and who they're not. We're not willing to accept that. So we try to change them. How many times have any of your partners said, you're always trying to change me? You're always trying to change me. I'm always trying to criticize. You're always criticizing me. Like anything I do, it's never good enough. You're trying to change them, right? You're not accepting them for who they are and who they're not. And that sucks. It sucks so hard. Damn it. That's not who you are. That's who I thought you were. Or I know you have all of this potential to be. And why don't you want to do it? Just do it. You know, but you got to look at yourself too. How long did it take you to embrace change? How long did it take you to embrace change? They seen the potential in you. You didn't see it in yourself. Why not? You weren't ready to see it. You weren't ready. Now you're ready. Now you're on this platform. Now we're having a conversation. Now you're ready to go out and do what's needed. But back then, no matter how many times those jeans were not fitting or those clothes were not fitting, or when you were walking up the stairs, you couldn't breathe, that still was not enough for you to change. Or even when you've seen pictures and you're like, holy shit, really? That's me? Even then you weren't ready to change. Who was it that led you to this path to be here with Melissa on this platform? Who was it? It was you. It wasn't your husband. It was you. Why are you doing all of this for? For you. Your kids get a benefit from it. And when you're naked, your husband gets a benefit from it, you know, but who is it ultimately for? It's for you. That is why you got to accept people for who they are and who they're not, because when they're ready to change, they will change. You can inspire change, can definitely inspire change. I'm a therapist and I'm pretty good at what I do. And I do not have the power to make people change. I do not have the power to make any of you guys change, no matter how many cool skills I have. It requires this heightened level of willingness. Once I have that willingness, it's on. It's on. We're going to work. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of roads you could take this, because it seems like these frustrations and stuff, I'm reading a lot, like it affects the intimacy.
This affects everything. I'm going to tell you right now, yes. This affects everything. This affects the way he performs at work, the way you're at work. This affects the way you parent your children. This affects the way you guys handle your finances. This affects the way you guys connect. Hell, most of you guys probably feel like you're roommates with your partner, you know, and you don't feel like you really know them. You don't feel like you're connected with them at all. I don't even know. I can't tell you how many women and couples today. I asked them, when's the last time you made out? When's the last time you made out? And they're like, we don't do that. And it's like, what? Really? And then I had the guy tell me, well, when's the last time you made out? And I'm like, well, shit, this morning. Be again, but I'm not home. I have to practice what I preach. But a good amount of you, you know, not only have you lost yourself, but that like that drive, that desire, all of those things have also fell to the wayside. It wasn't only your health. There were other things that also impacted why we're currently here today. Being honest with that, right? Not easy. Not easy. And I'm not trying to hit below the belt. I'm helping you guys step outside of your comfort zone and see a lot of shit you guys don't want to see. None of us want to see this. Bring me back to, you know, when everything was comfortable. Do you want me to start reading some of these?
Yeah. I've been trying to like kind of keep you going with them, but
wherever you tell me, this is your show, girl, wherever you want me to go. Do you want to read some and then tell me and I'll go based off of whatever you tell me? I'm cool there too.
Yeah. Well, Jenny number three had said she's feeling like she has a roommate, you know, like you had just said, I'm like, someone just used those exact words and that you're sleeping with instead of a partner in a marriage and I'm growing and he's stagnant. This is such a common thread and he refuses to take care of himself. He was recently diagnosed with something and he won't do anything to get it treated. And I do everything with the kids, finances, shopping, and he gets mad at that the house isn't clean and I work more than he does and in school. And someone else is like, yeah, I work out at 1 a.m. And someone else is saying right there with you, I feel the love for him, but the intimacy has been affected and I feel like I'm not attracted to him anymore.
Hey everyone, I thought this would be a great time to give you more information and details on our 30-day Bomb Mom Bod Challenge starting December 5th. We are going to keep you out of that holiday hole all month long and help you keep working on you and your goals this holiday season. When you join, you want to visit melissavogelfitness.com/challenge. Again, it's melissavogelfitness.com/challenge. Click enroll. There you're going to enroll, pay, get in. It's only $147 for the entire month. You're going to have coaching with me, our other coaches. You're going to work in a private group alongside other women that are staying on top of their goals too. And you're going to get the Bomb Mom app. I'm going to create and design all the workouts for the challenge and drop them into your app. You'll have a leg day, chest and back, bicep and tricep and shoulder and core. And here's the best part. You can do them all from the comforts of your home or at your gym. So have a plan in place. No more showing up to the gym, just throwing the pasta at the wall and hoping it sticks. Have a plan in place. Stay out of the holiday hole. And again, you're going to visit melissavogelfitness.com/challenge. I will see you guys in there.
I'm going to go a couple places here. Why? Why are you doing all the things? Why? I understand that there is a mental health disorder. Totally get it. Again, what's happening right now is you're overcompensating for him. Don't get me wrong. You can be a great partner, especially when there's a mental health disorder. You can be a very great partner. You can be supportive. But if he doesn't want to get help, there's not a damn thing you can do. Give you a quick story that's related to this. Willie came back. That's my husband's name. Willie came back from Afghanistan. He was blown up twice while there. Blown up twice. Looking at him, he's sexy as shit. But like, you know, he came back with PTSD. Literally blown up twice and he had some hearing loss. Looking at him, couldn't tell. But yeah, you know, certain things, easily irritated, easily frustrated, night terrors. I mean, you name it. If I was to take the DSM out, I'd be like, yep. All of the symptoms he had. I'm a therapist. I was working at the hospital at the time. Guess what I was treating? Marines who came back from Afghanistan. I'm a clinician, fully qualified, right? To help him. He didn't want help. I can provide him with some of the best therapists. I know them. Didn't want help. Can provide him with the best group therapy. Didn't want help. Initially, I kept on over and over trying to convince him he needed help. What I didn't realize was as I was trying to convince him to get help because homeboy was easily irritated and he was getting punched in the throat if he kept on acting that way. What I didn't realize was every time I told him or I recommended that he needed help, he interpreted that as he was not enough. I'm not enough. Every single time. Again, it was coming from a place of love. In his eyes, I'm not enough. You might as well just kick me in the balls. Out of love. But again, the message he's receiving is he's not enough. When I'm doing more, because I don't want him to flip his shit on the kids, guess what I'm telling him? You're not a good father. I'm a better mother. You don't know how to calm your shit down. I'm a better mother. Let it be all me. Slowly, he started to disconnect from the children. Slowly, he started to get worse and worse. I realized, wait a minute. He's not my patient. He's my husband. And although I have the tools, the skills, the education, the training, fuck, all of it to help him, he doesn't want my help. I have to accept this. I have to accept this. If I'm going to continue to be married to this man, I have to accept this. I can choose not to, but then we're going a different route. have to accept this? What am I not okay with? What are some of my non-negotiables? What are boundaries that I need to definitely set in place? Because homeboy, just because you decide to lose yourself doesn't mean I'm going to lose myself in this. Hell no. Mm-mm. I love you. Thank you so much for fighting for our country. And I'm going to be here to support you as your wife, but I am not going to be your freaking punching bag. That's not happening. I mean, it's not going to happen. So guess what? The house is going to look like shit. I'm cool with it. You cool with it? Well, I'm not going to do everything. Pay attention to all of the things you're doing. Pay attention to how often you're compromising yourself. The only reason, homegirl, that you're waking up and doing all of these things is because you made an active choice to do it. Stop doing it. I know it's easier said than done. I know it sucks to have a dirty house. I'm aware of that. However, if you want change, then those dishes, that laundry is going to have to be set for somebody else. I need help. What can you be in charge of? If he is not willing to get help, and he is acting in a very unhealthy way, if it gets abusive, okay, now we have a different conversation. I want you to seek professional help. It didn't get that way with me and Willie. But if it does go that route, we need to seek professional help. We can't do couples therapy with domestic violence. I'm going to tell you right now, therapists, it is unethical for us to go ahead and do any form of therapy with domestic violence in the picture. We won't do it. They shouldn't do it. If they take you, they're only out for money, leave. So if all of these things are happening, right? I do everything with the kids and finances. I want you to think about why. Why have you now adopted this role that I'm my husband's babysitter and I'm taking on everything? What is it that you're afraid of? What are you afraid of? And I want you to be honest with yourself. The other thing I want you to think of is, why is it all dependent on me? Where did I learn this from? Did my mom do the same thing for my dad? Did my dad do the same thing for my mom? Or did I only have my mom? And there were so many times I had to parent her. I want you to think of how far this goes, because this isn't, you're recreating your childhood, mama. And I hate to give it to you that way, but it's true. You're recreating your childhood. You're putting yourself in a position where once again, you are somebody's caretaker. That's your husband. That's not your baby. And you continue that route, I'm going to tell you right now, you better have a really good damn therapist, because I've seen therapists screw up a relationship. You better have a really good therapist. I'm gonna tell you right now, we're expensive. We don't take insurance. We don't take insurance because guess what? We got a lot of people that want to see us and they know our worth. So pay attention to how you're conditioning your partner to go ahead and follow these rules of mama does everything. I don't have to do nothing.
We have to sometimes say, what happens when you drop those expectations of yourself, but then your partner puts them on your kids?
Oh my God. I love that you said that. Yes. You got me moving around. Okay. I love that you said that. Okay. So what do we do? Think outside of the box. What do we do? Now the expectations are placed on the kids, right? What are your non-negotiables? Is this healthy or unhealthy? My kids now do laundry. My kids wash dishes. There's nothing unhealthy about that. I got a 19-year-old, 15-year-old, and an 11-year-old. I'm gonna tell you right now, kids at 5 years old can definitely fold. Maybe not do crazy amounts of laundry or cook, but I'm gonna tell you right now, there are things that they can do to help them become self-sufficient. So I want you to be aware of how you protect your husband from your kids and how you refuse to allow your kids to see the father he really is.
I did that for years.
I know, Mama.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. I love you.
But
it's this is easy what to do. I just had a conversation with one of our members the other day, and I was like, you don't have to unconditionally love your husband. Melissa and I have this conversation all the damn time because she'll text me something. I'm like, why?
So we want to be our partner's best friend. We want to be best friends. The number one thing for relationships is to be your partner's best friend, for you guys both to be each other's best friend. I know a lot of therapists say communication. I'm gonna tell you right now, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I'm gonna be very, very honest. Very honest. No, it's not communication. Cause I'm gonna tell you, you can use those I statements and say, I personally think you're a jackass. And I feel invalidated because you're an idiot. And I personally think that you should take your shit and move it out of my house. I statement. Versus, I am overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed. And I feel like I lost my best friend. And if I'm completely honest, I stopped being a best friend too. And there's so much going on. And I'm afraid. And I feel like trust has gone out the window. That is a vulnerable conversation that you do with your best friend. Totally different. So I feel like there was 15 questions and I probably missed one of them. So, okay. If they put it on the kids, we have, what are your non-negotiables? Being able to identify that. But also if your husband's being an ass to your kids, why do you keep on protecting him? Why do you keep on protecting him? You keep on doing it over and over. And guess what? Mom looks like the crazy one. Dad looks cool as a cucumber because mom keeps on coming to dad's rescue because mom doesn't want to poke the bear. Let the bear be poked unless there's like physical abuse. There's physical abuse, emotional abuse. That's out the window. But let him be an ass. If he's yelling, let him yell. Why do you got to be in control of everything? Why do you got to be the mom and the dad? In order for your husband to parent, you have to support him. You got to support him. Otherwise, you're not giving him permission to parent and you're going to look like the crazy one every single time. So yes, dad's a jackass sometimes. Yes, dad lies sometimes. Yes, dad, you know, doesn't follow through. Yes, dad constantly complains. Damn, dad's not helpy with life. I don't have to protect my kids from seeing that anymore.
Alexis has a good point, or not a good point, but just like to add to exactly what you're saying right now, Veronica. She said, feels so damaging to the kids to let them see who he is. And I find myself saying things like, just be quiet. Don't make your dad mad today.
Boom. What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm going to call you out right now. What are you doing? He is actively doing this to your kids, actively doing this to your kids. And I'm going to bet that his ass is doing that to you too. And you allow it to happen. You allow it to happen because you don't know how to set boundaries. You don't know how to communicate effectively. You don't know how to search yourself. You, more importantly, you don't know what the hell you're worth. Let him do it to me, but I'm not going to let him do it to you. I'm going to go ahead and form a barrier. I'm not going to let you see that side to dad. Mom, guess what? We're already seeing it. He does that to you every single day. He does that to you every single day. I'm not blind. I see it. How many times did you see, even though your mom did everything to protect you? I'm going to tell you right now, my mom put us in competition, in modeling, in pageants, everything. And hell yeah, I knew my dad was cheating on her the whole time. Hell yeah, I knew my dad wasn't coming home. She could try to distract us all she wanted to, and she did a very good job. However, the reality was, we've seen it. So you tell me my dad's a good dad, but I don't get it. You're confusing me, Mom. Why won't you let me see him for who he is and who he's not? Oh, that's right, because you're not ready to accept him for who he is and who he's not.
My husband and I always talk about his father. His father is a very good father, but he's a real bad life partner. He's a horrible husband. And that's okay, because my husband can love him as his father and still understand that he wasn't very good to his mom. And he can actively avoid doing the things his father has done.
So with that, you know, we get to come from a place of understanding, right?
Oh, yeah. 2020 right? Vision is so much better than what it was when he was a child. He did not know the things, but he's an adult now. He does.
Yeah. So we can come from a place of understanding. When our partner's sharing something, you know, with regards to their parents or their family, we want to make sure we're listening, we're finding clarity, but we're not going into criticism. Well, let them talk to you like that. Why do you let them do that? You know, you're an idiot because you don't set boundaries when they all constantly take advantage of you. Not to say that that's what you're doing, but I want you to be mindful and aware where you go with this and where, how far the conversation goes. This is also might be a reason why they don't share much with you. These are the patterns he's learned. It's very difficult to step outside of those patterns when that's all we've known. Most of us, like I said earlier, will try to do the opposite, but the opposite leads to the same results. And so when you're having these discussions, listen to understand. You want to totally listen to understand versus get caught in that scenario where now you're also criticizing your partner's family because they're going to remember that, even though they're talking shit about them the whole time.
Oh, there's no criticism. My father-in-law owns all of his behaviors at this point. He's 80 and he's like, yeah, I did stupid stuff. But it's nice to have my husband now in our relationship. You know, a decade ago, he was not where he is, like growth-wise, maturity. But now he's like, I can do better than my parents. And we can do better than my parents. And that's not criticizing my parents because they're wonderful people.
Yeah.
But I don't want their marriage. So we have to work all the time.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot of work. I could go on for days, and I have a client I know to get to.
I know you could. I can't believe we've been able to talk about this for an hour and stuff, but I just appreciate everything that you have said. And like, there's so many gems where you just like hit me, and it just helped reinforce the decisions I made in my life and helped me look at my relationships that have been now and like, ooh, slippery slope you're playing with, like reevaluate things. I will listen to this like 20 times for real. And sometimes you have to hear the message 20 times before it even like sticks and stuff, you know, but I appreciate it. And you coming on here so much. I hope we were able to help everyone a little bit more, give you some guidance and clarity. But we'll get this link up and you guys can listen to it again. I hope you guys, if you have more questions, we can keep these conversations going too.
Yeah.
On our call Thursday night too. We can keep it going. But just know you guys have a tribe. You have a family of people to help you. You have therapists like Veronica that you can reach out to in her practice. And she has clinicians, you know, that she can refer you to and stuff. So you guys aren't alone and people are there to help you through all this. And you had a really good point about you have to have a good therapist.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure that if you guys do end up seeking professional help, interview them. Do you like their style? You know, are they straight up? If you end up going to therapy and you guys end up being like best of friends, bye. If you don't feel challenged, bye. They're not doing their job. They're not. Or they don't know how to do their job, but you want to be challenged. You want to make sure that this person is helping you see things you don't really want to see, but you know you want to, but you kind of don't, but that's what you're there for. You want them to challenge you outside of your comfort zone so that you can start making connections and start identifying some of the patterns that you've been playing out throughout your entire life and now in your relationships so that we can work on changing them. So definitely.
Thank you. And make sure you guys follow her. What's your IG account? Follow her on Instagram.
Absolutely. It's Empowered and Unapologetic. You can find me on all social media. I do have a freebie for you guys. It's a guide. It's the 5 mistakes to avoid for a healthy marriage, tips from a therapist. You can access that guide by going to empoweredandunapologetic.com/guide. Again, that's empoweredandunapologetic.com/guide. In addition to that, I do have a podcast. A lot of the things we've already covered, how to have an uncomfortable conversation with my partner, how to deal with a partner who's struggling with mental health disorder, is my husband the enemy or am I the enemy? How do I find a good therapist? All of those questions that you guys asked, they're on my podcast.
Yes.
All of them are on there. You can definitely listen to the podcast. And the name is Empowered and Unapologetic. And you can find me where you find Melissa on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere.
I'll put all the links right now just on our group page. They're all there, but we'll put them in the show notes of everything on this too. I'll copy and paste them into our group right now, you guys.
Yay. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys for being vulnerable. And I know there was a lot of questions I didn't get to. Maybe we'll do this again.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Bye, you guys.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Thanks for joining. We'll see you all later.
This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.